Order.
Before heading off to chair the Security and Intelligence Committee's second day of hearings of public submissions on the GCSB Amendment Bill, Prime Minister John Key faced questions such as this one from opposition leader David Shearer.
Does he think that electricity prices are too high?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, I certainly thought they'd gone up way too much under a Labor government.
That drew the inevitable complaint from Mr Shearer, requiring a ruling from the Speaker, David Carter.
It wasn't qualified as to whether it's current prices or whether it's past prices. Supplementary question, David Shearer.
Thank you, Mr Speaker.
Order.
This time the opposition leader left the Prime Minister no wriggle room.
Does he think that current electricity prices today are too high?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, they are slightly less than the current OECD average. Some of the cost increases that have occurred in the last 4.5 years have been in relation to transmission increases. What I do know is in the ETS that Labor and the Greens would put on, the average consumer would add $500 per household a year. I know that Stalin-type nationalisation of power companies would be a disgrace.
Point of order.
While Mr Shearer was testing the Prime Minister on his previous statements about power prices, Greens co-leader Matiria Touré seized the chance to piggyback a question about his statements on the Sky City Convention Centre for Extra Pokies deal.
Does the Prime Minister stand by his statement, quote, "The government has been very transparent about its dealings with Sky City," end quote?
This question had already been transferred by the government for answer by Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce and was down at number 2. Meantime, though, having got Mr Key on his feet, Matiria Touré had other questions for him, including this one.
Will the Prime Minister agree to allow a personal vote on any changes to relax gambling law in Sky City's favour so the MPs can vote with a conscience, or with their consciences, on this dirty deal?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, that's not my intention.
Mr Key then resumed his seat while the Speaker, Matiria Touré, waged a 10-minute standoff over the transfer of her question, finally drawing this ultimatum from an exasperated Speaker.
Listen, at this stage we've had a long session of points of order. I'm going to go back on an earlier decision I made. I'm going to give the member a chance to ask question number 2, but I am not going to put up with that member rising to her feet and raising yet another point of order. Question number 2.
Point of order, Mr Speaker.
On the basis that a member has a right to raise a point of order, I will allow it, but if it in any way relitigates any of the matters that have been discussed this afternoon, then the member will lose that question.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Point of order. Under Speaker's rulings 152/6, I withdraw question 2. Thank you.
Question number 3.
Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms, where Rhys Lyon has been hearing submissions on the Government Communications Security Bureau Amendment Bill.
Former Green MP Keith Locke used his submission to voice concerns about a lack of transparency for government spy agencies.
The government just can't continue to hide behind a smoke screen that I saw in my 12 years in Parliament. Whenever something's brought up for discussion, we can't comment on that. It's a national security matter.
Mr Locke said he was speaking from experience.
For example, when I asked Helen Clark, then John Key, how much Waihopai costs annually to run, I was told we can't tell you. It's a national security issue when clearly it's a genuine taxpayers' issue. It's part of the budget that every New Zealander pays for. Because underneath, I think, the government and the Labor government and Labor-led government and now the national government want to avoid any serious discussion about the GCSB's main asset, that is Waihopai.
Keith Locke called for a more open process around national security matters.
And I see in Britain they're now going to a situation where the intelligence security there is going to be able to interrogate the heads of the intelligence agencies. We should have a situation where there's public hearings here, and they have it in America, where the heads of the intelligence agencies are interrogated by committees like this in public view.
Former Green MP Keith Locke and another submission came from Tech Liberty spokesman Thomas Beagle, who was also opposed to the extended powers which the bill would grant the GCSB.
The Cold War is over. The last terrorist attack in New Zealand was nearly 30 years ago. We have no significant enemies. The internet provides some interesting challenges in terms of scammers and hackers, but even there, the impact is small scale. The arguments made for this bill tend to be either non-existent or censored, hiding behind the idea that we can't be trusted to know the threats that face our country, an assertion we find to be self-serving and weak.
Tech Liberty spokesman Thomas Beagle making a submission on the Government Communications and Security Bureau and related legislation amendment to the Intelligence and Security Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.